Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop Exteriors.
Jacks the 0-1 pitch. Chopper, right side. It's going to sneak through and into right field for a base hit. Ortiz is in. Terang streaking around third. He will score. A two-run single from the captain, Christian Yelich. He's still that guy. And the Brewers lead it 4-2.
On Thursdays. Sorry, that was on Wednesday, yeah? Thursday off and
correct,
back
Wednesday.
At it against tonight. The day's running together here on Brewers 360 with our friend from MLB.com, Brewers beat writer Adam McAlvey, our Friday guest today. Morning, Adam.
Good morning. I missed you guys all winter.
You know, man, I was out at the yard on Monday. I was looking around for you. Saw Levering, saw Josh, saw Lane.
What?
Yeah.
I was there. Was that the day Cooper Pratt signed? I might have been a little bit scrambling.
I didn't doubt you were there. I just did a quick walkthrough, but definitely was looking for you. And great to have you with us. I played the highlight from Yelich. Don't look now. Yelich's batting 380 plus. I don't know if that means anything to people anymore. I'm still a batting average guy, Adam. I don't know if you are. Everybody else is looking at the OPS and all these other stats.
Oh, I've grown up.
I'm looking for that 380.
No, it doesn't. You shouldn't. You should join us in the land of weighted runs created plus.
Okay. Well, we're going to need a sit down for that. I still need you to explain that to me, but we'll save that for another day. Point being, yes, Christian Yelich as a leader in the clubhouse, it really matters if you got the stats to back up the things that you're saying to the young guys, and so far so good.
Well, I mean, that home run against the White Sox was like, that could be the moment we remember of the season. And it happened really early in the opening series, was absolutely huge. And it goes to show you once again, I wish we could all close our eyes during spring training and like enjoy the sun and, you know, follow along with the decisions they make and who's looking good and who's putting the work in and all those things and completely ignore every statistic that comes out of spring training, because so often it is a total mirage and it doesn't tell you anything about where a guy is at once he gets into the regular season. And, you know, Christian Yelich to me had a pretty quiet spring, and then he comes out and he delivers this massive moment in the opening series and a couple big hits on a homestand on which the Brewers looked like it was like 25 all over again, where it was stealing bases, scoring late, comebacks, four comeback victories already. They're doing all the things that made them great from Memorial Day on last year. And yes, it's only 1 week.
Adam, does it seem like there's a little excitement maybe too in the clubhouse on the offensive side? You know, these comeback wins, some guys stepping up, and they're doing it without two guys in the lineup that they certainly, I'm sure, are hoping that are going to produce throughout the year. No Jack Centuria, no Andrew Vaughn due to injury. So not having those guys certainly hurts, but other guys are, again, just stepping up for them.
Yeah, and look, they are really susceptible right now against left-handed pitching. And I haven't even looked at the upcoming probables to see what this road trip looks like in terms of facing lefties. But without Jack Centurio and Andrew Vaughn, you're putting together lineups. And you saw it the one day where they played three catchers in the starting lineup, the day that Caro, the rookie, started behind the plate and Gary Sanchez was at first, and William Contreras was the DH. And then all three of those guys caught in the game, which is really rare to use three catchers in a ball game. That shows the kind of, you know, twists and turns they're trying to make to navigate these games against lefties. So that's, I think, where they're going to be most vulnerable early in the season. And it's one thing to look out for, because those are two of your, you know, two of your top five hitters, period, but also two right-handed hitters who you count on to kind of get some big hits against lefties. So they're vulnerable there for sure, and it's super encouraging that they have left-handed hitters who can handle lefties and who on that homestand got some big hits against lefties. And, you know, Sal Frelick traditionally is really good. He just hangs in there against left-handed pitching. So that's really important to have a couple of guys who you can count on, you know, to hit against pitchers from both sides.
MLB.com's Adam McAlvey with us on Brewers 360. Adam, I wanted to talk to you, but is it Sproat's turn again? Does he get the start tonight?
Tonight's Chad Patrick.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and then we would presumably see Sproat on Saturday night. The pitching starting pitching has been really solid. Bullpen's been amazing, but for that first start for Brandon Sproat, really interested to see how he bounces back from that.
Yeah, look, you can't get inside a guy's head, right? So we don't know what he was thinking out there. Pat Murphy's belief, and he's watched a ball game or two in his day, is that it just got sped up on Brandon Sproat. And he's got a handful of big league starts on his resume. He's one of these young pitchers that they're counting on this year, and he's the youngest of the group in terms of major league experience. And it got away from him. The stuff is electric. I think if you asked – well, I did go around and ask the catchers in camp kind of for some of their favorite pitches, and the guy that consistently got mentioned as, like, the most electric was not Jacob Mizorowski with 104. It was Brandon Sproat. So the stuff is there. How quickly can he bend the learning curve to find success in the big leagues is going to be the big question. And the Brewers have a couple of really interesting pitchers at AAA. So there's good competition for all of these guys. Robert Gasser had a tremendous debut. Now they're taking it easy with him in terms of when he's going to pitch next. They're really monitoring the workload. He's had injuries in his couple of years with the Brewers. And Logan Henderson, a really good right-hander who had some great moments last year. He had an elbow thing at the end of last season and then again in the spring. So they're also being very careful with how much he's pitching early in the season. But eventually, you know, you're talking now seven deep of guys that you really like in terms of making starts at the major league level, and Brandon Sproat being one of them. So there's some good competition, and there's going to be guys pushing each other to hang on to those spots, and surely there's going to be some up and down. We saw it all the last couple of years where they're going to use 7, 8, 9, 10, however many starting pitchers they use, they'll all get their shot.
Yeah, I saw a fun story from you this week, Adam, about Quinn Priester and his road to kind of recovery from injury. One of his secrets, he told you, sitting up straight. Can you kind of explain what he was talking about there?
Well, it's good advice.
He's close to his mother and grandmother. His grandmother's the one who made cookies and delivered them to Wrigley Field last year, remember? So I think the women, he said, even his wife is real happy to see him sitting up straight. And he's got the thoracic outlet syndrome. It's where in your neck, those nerves, the canal where your nerve runs down your arm and down your body, it gets constricted. So he got treatment to kind of calm that down, and now he's doing therapy to, you know, keep free, basically. And one of the things is, you know, we all should do this when we're sitting at our desk, kind of throw our shoulders back, pretend you're hugging a pencil between your shoulder blades. And he's really working on that. And he says it's when he's throwing, he tends to kind of hunch before he throws. He's trying to stay open with his chest, and even everyday life, video games, sitting at the table, eating dinner, all those types of small things are helping him stay good. So he's another one. Now you're talking eight deep. He's off to Phoenix, and he's going to face some hitters down there, some, you know, 18-year-olds who want to swing at everything. So that's going to be the next challenge for him. Then he'll get in some games at Nashville and eventually be back in this rotation by maybe mid-late April. So that's another guy to look forward to.
I'll see you next time at the yard, I promise.
I will be sitting up straight at my seat.
Yes,
shoulders
you will.
Back, good posture.
Recognize that posture anywhere. Brewers and Royals is at 6:45, first pitch tonight right here on WTMJ. Thanks, Adam.
See you guys.